Today in Sacramento, thousands of students and other supporters converged on the Capitol to protest cuts to public education. Tuition and fees at the University of California's 10 campuses are up 21% this year, according to the College Board. Students and faculty say the constant cost increases are pricing out many Californians. Among the demonstrators were members of the Occupy movement. In our ongoing coverage of the evolution of Occupy, we've asked listeners to weigh in on the budding movement, and here are some of their thoughts.
Millie Barish in Berkeley, and I want to say that I'm thoroughly, completely, passionately in favor of Occupy, and if I weren't old and blind, I would have gone and joined the crowd, but it's not a place for a blind person. And I didn't go, but I was with them and cheered them on in every almost everything they did. When the black troubemakers, I mean, in masked in black, came in, I was not happy. But that wasn't the fault of the Occupy people. So I thought they were sensational, and that's what I have to say.
Another listener named Marie had this to say:
Occupy needs to be totally 100% responsive to each locale where they're situated. So whatever people living in Oakland want, that's what Occupy should be delivering. Occupy should not be making up its own agenda and imposing that on the people of Oakland. That's bull. And secondly, if you eat a piece of Occupy, hopefully you'll have a very good movement.
Next message.
This is Mark Mason with a commentary on the Occupy movement, 1968 to 1972. Those were the golden years of middle-class anti-war dissent. In the U.S., we have no institutional memory, no persistence in the progressive movement, disunited, the struggle for a variety of human rights, African-American civil rights, free speech movement, anti-Vietnam War movement, women's liberation movement, environmental movement. Each of these were realized during the 60s and early 70s. The Occupy movement embraces all of these within a framework of class warfare. It's about the bankers, and it's not about the bankers. It's about the power structure of America. It's about the commons and the community. It's about tangible money, and it's about intangible ideas. Why do I own a ladder? I use it once every 2 months to check the furnace filter and do a few other fix-it tasks. Why do I own a ladder? How many ladders do we have in our own neighborhood collecting dust? How many of my neighbors do not own a ladder but need one when mine is idle? Occupy is not reclaiming the commons stolen from us, but creating a new idea, a new attitude, a new concept of communal. The commons is the ladder in my garage, but also it's the intangible sense of community that's missing from our internal cultural clock. The landscape of the culture, the landscape of the cultural, and the landscape of America. To share a ladder is radical social change, because to share the physical requires sharing the conceptual, the idea. Identity and community are ideas. We are given the capital I in I. Occupy gives us a capital W in we.
End of message.